The Giants' magic number to clinch a postseason berth is down to 9 after an impressive 10-5 win in Denver. So we'll break it all down on today's Locked On Giants podcast.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. And coming up on today's show, as I said, we are going to talk about the position the Giants have put themselves in now with a magic number in single digits to clinch a postseason berth. It's funny, I haven't really seen that many people talking about this outside of myself. I don't know, maybe I'm just insulated here. I keep seeing the magic number to win the division, which is 24, which is, you know, definitely worth paying attention to. But Giants, you know, with the magic number of 9 to clinch a postseason berth, that could happen by a week from now. It's possible that that could happen within a week. So obviously it's not going to happen in the next few days. That magic number is the combination of Giants wins plus losses by whatever team is out on the outside looking in of the wild card race. The first team on the outside looking in, that team is currently the Reds. So the Reds lost yesterday and the Giants won, and therefore the Giants gained 2 in that magic number department. So it went from 11 to 9. So that is exciting. And for me, you know, worth paying attention to. I know a lot of people are thinking that it's division or bust, but for me personally, I just think given what expectations were with this team coming into the season, if they were able to make that wild card game, yes, it would be disappointing. It depends on how these next 24 games go, because, you know, for all we know, and I hope this doesn't happen, of course, but the Giants could fall out of first place and become 3, 4, 5 games behind. You know, the Dodgers are more than capable of winning 10 games in a row. And if the Giants have a bit of a rough week, then you've fallen significantly behind in the division. And then with like 20 games remaining or 18 games remaining or whatever, I don't know. I just think, yes, it would be disappointing given how well the Giants have played all season long and that they've been the best team in baseball more than any team this year by a wide margin. They have held on to that title, best team in baseball, for the most days of any team in baseball by a huge margin. So yeah, it would be disappointing if they didn't make the if they didn't win the division. But at the end of the day, making the wild card game gives you a shot. And especially if you're hosting that game, you've got your one game playoff. And then if you're in, you're in. And if you lose, it's heartbreak city. But if you win, then there's no real downside except maybe the players you burned in that game to win it. Like, you probably had to pitch your best pitcher to get through that game, and you don't have them to start a series. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. I just think it's worth paying attention to. And also, that magic number to host the wild card game at least is down to 11. And so with 24 games remaining, that just means that if the Giants can go 11-13, just 11-13, it wouldn't even matter what their opponents do, the Giants would at least host that wild card game. And if they can just go 9-15, that would mean that they're in the playoffs despite what their opponents do here. So obviously their opponents are going to lose some. So that means that's why the Giants' odds of making the postseason are just really, really high, because they, you know, it's a very high likelihood that those scenarios are going to play out. So yeah, what put the Giants in this position was this game yesterday in Denver, Kevin Gausman, I just thought he was really, really good. He did give up a couple of home runs, but overall, 7 innings, 3 runs, 1 walk, 5 hits, 9 strikeouts is a really good line in Denver. And it's the first time for Gausman being able to pitch in front of friends and family. He grew up about 30 minutes away from Denver. And, you know, one of the big reasons he signed with the Giants was because he wanted to be able to play at Coors Field and play in front of family. Obviously, last year with COVID, there were no fans in the stands. And so he finally got that opportunity, but didn't pitch in front of fans. And then he made the All-Star game in Denver, but he didn't pitch in that game. So this was finally a game where he was able to pitch in Colorado and in front of friends and family. And I thought he was just really, really good, especially with the fastball. He threw an overwhelming number of fastballs in this game, which I think is a pretty good strategy when you have a good fastball like he does, and you're in Denver, a place where, I mean, breaking balls go to die in Denver. The splitter is a little bit different than like a curveball or slider, but I thought he threw some good ones, but he just primarily established the fastball and kind of mixed in the splitter at times, and he got some really good results on the splitter, I thought. So Kevin Gausman, I just think in the last handful of starts here, has seemed to get back on track, and his season numbers are still just fantastic. Like, this reminds me of, you know, when peak Tim Lincecum went through a little bit of a rough stretch in August. Remember that? The August 2010 kind of swoon for that team. The starting pitching, which was so much the strength of that team, kind of struggled in August and people were panicking. It seems like Kevin Gausman's struggles kind of fit into that same mold, because when we look up, I mean, we're talking about a guy with a 2.58 ERA, a 2.97 fielding independent pitching, 3.45 expected ERA, 3.38 expected fielding independent pitching. Just great numbers across the board. It's really hard to look at any of these numbers and say he's been anything other than fantastic this season. And he's a guy who should be in Cy Young consideration. He should receive Cy Young votes. Not to say necessarily first place votes, but, you know, the voters vote on more than just first place. And so he's a guy who's definitely in that mix. And it was great to see him get back on track in this game. And overall, I just think he's trending in the right direction as we inch towards the end of the season here. So coming up next, we are going to get more into the details of this game. The bullpen, that, you know, there was a lot of conversation about the Giants having two bullpen games in a row and what the effects of that were going to be as the Giants move into especially a series in Colorado where sometimes you really need that pen. So we'll check in on the status of the bullpen next. But first, do you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. I've played a lot of daily fantasy sports, and frankly, the reason I don't play anymore is because it does feel like the game is rigged against you with so many different contestants. Someone is bound to just get lucky and have a better lineup, even if you know what you're doing more often than not. With Stat Hero, you are in total control. It's DFS the way it was meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, sign up for free, and right now you can get 3 times back on your first play. They're giving you 300. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, stathero.com/lockedon. All right, as promised, I want to check in on the bullpen a little bit, talk about the offense. I don't think I even have given them a mention yet, a shout out. I think they definitely deserve a shout out. Also want to mention that this show is on YouTube, and I know we've had been having occasionally some connection issues, and as I see here, my internet connection is not as strong as it should be, even though we're plugged in directly into Ethernet, so I don't know why that's happening. But if we're having connection issues, I really apologize, and we are working on working those out. And if you haven't yet checked out this show on YouTube, I implore you to please check us out on YouTube. It's a lot of fun, and you can watch these shows or listen to them. You know, we're free and available on all platforms. So the Giants offense exploded for 4 home runs in this game. Darren Ruff back in that leadoff spot where he's been against left-handed pitching a little bit. I just think it's a really good spot for him. And he immediately led off the game with a home run. And as I said at the time, instant offense. And, you know, imagine thinking that your leadoff guy has to be fast and that that's somehow a prerequisite to be hitting leadoff in the major leagues. Like, the idea that you have to be fast is really outdated, and I don't think that that's necessary at all. And Darren Ruff proving that. I mean, the Giants won this game 10-5 with a big thumper in the leadoff spot. And I don't know. I just think we make too big of a deal of it. It's really kind of weird to me how there's so much commentary about, oh, Darren Ruff, leadoff man. It's like, if you just were to start from scratch thinking about how to strategize to build a baseball team, would you really be thinking about that you've got to have someone fast at the top? I would more so think you would imagine that having some of your best hitters hit at the top would be actually the prerequisite there. Not that, okay, you've got to be fast even if you're not one of the team's best hitters. So that never really has made too much sense. And I don't know, Darren Ruff, the game has changed a lot. And it's good to see that the Giants are on board with the changes to the modern game, because I think they put themselves at a disadvantage for a number of years when they were doing things in kind of an old school type of way. But this team is definitely more cutting edge, and Darren Ruff helping get the charge going there. So he hits a home run. Buster Posey also hits a first inning home run, and that's great to see. He was going through a really cold spell for a while there, and he seems to have broken out in the last couple games. He was really good in the loss to the Dodgers on Saturday, had the day off on Sunday, and then this game yesterday just kind of explodes, has 2 hits and that opposite field home run. So that's great to see from Buster Posey. It was looking like he was really tired, and, you know, if he's actually not tired and he was really just going through a funk, or maybe he was just going through kind of the dog days of August and rejuvenated by the end being in sight here, his swings just definitely look a lot better. He's driving the ball to the opposite field with authority. When he's struggling, he's usually like pulling weak ground balls. And when he's at his best, he's driving the ball in the air a little bit more, especially to the opposite field. For him, that does seem to be a key for him. And he's always hit well in Denver. And to when he's hitting balls into that bullpen in the opposite field, that's when you know that Buster Posey is locked in. So that's a couple of keys for me and takeaways from this game. Kevin Gausman and Buster Posey getting back on track here. You'd almost like for the postseason to start today, because they had their little period of struggles, I would say, losing 2 out of 3 to the Braves and then losing 3 out of 4 to the Brewers. I think then the Dodgers came into town, but that was it. I mean, losing 2 out of 3 and then 3 out of 4, that's one of the roughest periods they've had all season. And that just goes to show how great of a year they've had, because that's not that prolonged of a stretch of struggling, but they did go through it. Kevin Gausman went through it. Buster Posey went through it. Even Brandon Crawford kind of went through it. And actually he did yesterday as well, going 0-for-4, being one of the couple of lefties who started against left-handed pitcher Kyle Freeland. But I just think the Giants are in a really good position right now. And as I look through the box score, I just have to mention, too, a couple of other offensive contributors. How about Tyro Estrada, who's just done a really nice job kind of filling in for Donovan Solano, frankly. But Estrada goes 3-for-5 with 2 home runs in this game, the first multi-home run game of Tyro Estrada's career. And he also has made an impact against the Brewers. He hit that big home run against Devin Williams late in the Giants' lone win in that series. And then I do want to say he had some big moments in the Dodgers series as well. I'm forgetting exactly what he did. I think he homered at least once against the Dodgers, but I could be misremembering a lot of games. But Tyro Estrada had a great game yesterday. I thought he was solid defensively as well. And how about Mauricio Dubón, who's made his way back onto this roster? And to me, the quality of his at-bats have looked much better since he's come back from AAA Sacramento. I just think he looks much more kind of quiet at the plate. His movements are less exaggerated, and he just looks a lot better at the plate. And it is really great to see because they could use him, and his defense in center field is good. They had Dubón in center and Duggar in left, which to me is just a really good defensive combination, especially when you're talking about having those guys in Coors Field. So coming up next, I guess we'll save that bullpen discussion for a moment. And first, before we get into that, I want to tell you about DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the exact same auto parts from a chain store or car dealership? You can even ask the car dealership what the part is that you need, order it from Rock Auto, save a bunch of money, and have them install it anyway. So there's really no reason to be overpaying for auto parts from a chain store or car dealership. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. All right, as promised, I do want to talk a little bit about the Giants bullpen, the state of the bullpen. Having those two bullpen games, I think, was an interesting wrinkle, to say the least, in this season for the Giants, as they have lost some starting pitchers. Alex Wood on the COVID IL, Johnny Cueto on the injured list with an elbow issue. So I don't know when we're going to see Johnny Cueto next, but, you know, and I don't know when we're going to see Alex Wood next. So for the time being, they're going with bullpen games and just an extremely large bullpen. They have a 12-man bullpen, and before Monday's game, they optioned Jay Jackson to Sacramento and called up Kervin Castro, a 22-year-old right-hander who was added to the 40-man roster in the offseason to protect him from the Rule 5 draft after he had a monster showing in the Fall Instructional League. So young Kervin Castro is poised to make his major league debut when he pitches for the Giants, if and when he pitches for the Giants. This year in 2021, he had a 2.86 earned run average in AAA, just kind of crazy strikeout numbers, just having a really solid season, is 22 years old and is an interesting option for the Giants here down the stretch. So this was always going to be something they were going to do, was take advantage of optioning guys like Jay Jackson, guys who have pitched recently, option them down and then bring somebody up who's fresh. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, within, someone would have to go on the injured list in order to bring Jay Jackson back off the, or to bring him back from AAA within 10 days. But otherwise, I wouldn't be surprised to see him in about 10 days and option somebody else who's been overworked a little bit. So this is going to be how they're managing these games. And, you know, for now, and we've also heard that there are some candidates to make starts, like Scott Kazmir. Remember him? He made some appearances early in the season for the Giants. He's someone we could see in the next few weeks as the Giants look for innings, basically. But with a 12-man bullpen, I think that they can handle having these bullpen games. And we mentioned before yesterday's game that I thought they were in decent position if they could get any kind of length out of Kevin Gausman. And of course, he went 7 innings. And to me, the guys who were obvious candidates to pitch yesterday were Caleb Berger and John Brebbia, both of whom were very well rested. But Caleb Berger was the first guy to come in, and he did not pitch particularly well, gave up 2 hits, including a home run, in just 2/3 of an inning. John Brebbia came in, a little bit of a dicey situation. The Rockies had made it a 10-5 game, and they had a runner on, and he came in and he walked a guy after a long at bat. And so, you know, the batter represented the 8th run for the Rockies. So if Brebbia had given up a home run there, it would have been 10-8, which, you know, no lead is safe at Coors Field. So, you know, Brebbia got through it. I thought that he threw the ball pretty well. And then another guy I thought was going to be available was Dominic Leone. And sure enough, he closed out the game with just a super efficient 5-pitch 9th inning. So the way I see it, the Giants bullpen is still in pretty good shape. They've got Logan Webb on the mound today, so it puts them in a pretty decent position to hopefully get some length out of Logan Webb. This will be a challenging start for him to continue his stretch of consecutive starts with 2 earned runs or fewer. He's done it 14 straight times. I believe the last time he didn't do it was in Denver. So today could be the day that it gets broken up. It's obviously very difficult to allow 2 earned runs or fewer in Denver. Kevin Gausman, I thought, pitched great, and he allowed 3 runs. And so if Logan Webb can keep the streak going through Colorado, then, you know, give him Cy Young Award votes in his own right. And actually, that may be something that happens. I'd have to look closer at where he ranks. I know he's missed a lot of time, so he probably doesn't come in quite into that conversation, but that's just how good he's been. He's been fantastic. But the way I see it, they've got some guys who are rested. Obviously, Kervin Castro is here and ready to pitch. Camilo Duvall didn't pitch yesterday, but did throw a lot of pitches on Sunday. Berger and Brebbia should be available again. I see Tony Watson as a guy who's definitely available today. Jose Alvarez could be available. Pretty much everybody, because, you know, maybe outside of Dominic Leone, and Jake McGee and Tyler Rogers should be good to go. So I think that they basically survived having those 2 bullpen games, and they're fine at this point. So that's what happens when you've got a 12-man bullpen, as the Giants do. So they know what they're doing, but the fact that they're talking about starting Scott Kazmir does tell me that they don't necessarily see this as the best option for the rest of the season. But, you know, we don't know exactly when Alex Wood and or Johnny Cueto will come back either. So, but forget that for now. It's Logan Webb tonight against, actually, I'm not sure, for the Colorado Rockies, as I pull it up, Chichi Gonzalez, right-handed pitcher. Someone the Giants should be able to get to a little bit. This Rockies team is beatable. They've been really good at home. But, you know, if Logan Webb can induce a lot of ground balls, keep the ball in the ballpark, I like the Giants' chances a lot. So coming up tomorrow, we'll continue to provide updates about where the Giants are in this playoff push. And we will break down tonight's game. We do these shows every single weekday. We're free on all platforms. We're also on YouTube, as I said, so please check us out there. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review. It helps me out so much, so thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. You are now Locked On Giants.